ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांध्यस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्नि गौरतिशे नमः। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपति गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो बाय द मर्सी ऑफ श्रीमद भक्ति माधव पुरी महाराज एंड श्रीपाद शांत महाराज, आई हैव अगेन गेट अ चांस टू रीड भागवतम। सो आई गिव माय दंडवत टू यू ऑल एंड प्लीज गिव योर मर्सी। इट्स वेरी नाइस दैट if we can use our time by discussing the glories of the Lord and his pastimes, that will give us eternal mane ki bole blessings, and we shall be really happy by discussing all these things. So actually we need 24 hours engagement for these things. Then that will actually real our life's goal, nothing else, that we shall have to discuss and we have to serve. Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan tiner smarane hoy sarvabighna vinashan in chaitanya charitamrita mangalacharan, mane invocation. Krishna Das Kaviraj saying that Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan tiner smaran, we have to remember Guru first, then Vaishnav, then Bhagavan. I mean, all three, not only one. Guru, Vaishnav, Bhagavan, Tinesh, Smaran. If we remember, then Tinesh, Smarane, Hoy, Sarva, Vikhna, Vinashan. All the obstacle, all the, ki bale, badha, all will disappear, right? And Anashya, Hoy, Vanchita, Puran. What we need, what we are really necessity, we shall get just only remembering Guru Vaishnav and Bhagavan. So Srimad Madhav Puri Maharaj is continuing. I'm so happy, and you also, those who are listening, I mean giving Maharaj and us that encouragement, that alone we cannot, this is not Sankirtana. Sankirtana means Bahujana Milita Jakirtana Sankirtana. So nowadays of this internet and all these things we are using for Krishna, that is very nice, and it is we see in our Guru Varga they are also doing. So nice, today we are reading Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 12th chapter, slok number 18. So, Siraj Parikshit Maharaj saying here, Apishya Vangshana Rajarshin Punna Slokana Mahatmano Anuvartita Si Chasasa Sadhuve Vadena Shattuma, saying, the good king Yudhishthir inquired, O great souls, will he become as saintly a king, as pious in his very name, and as famous and glorified in his achievements as others who appeared in this great royal family? You know the continuity. Purport saying, the forefathers of King Yudhishthir were all great saintly kings, pious and glorified by their great achievements They are all saints on the royal throne, and therefore all the members of the state were happy, pious, well-behaved, prosperous, and spiritually enlightened. Under strict guidance of the great souls and spiritual injections, such great saintly kings were trained up, and as a result, the kingdom was full of saintly persons and was a happy land of spiritual life. Maharaj Yudhishthira was himself a replica of his ancestors, and he desired that the next king after him become exactly like his great forefathers. He was happy to learn from the learned Brahmins that by astrological calculations, the child would be born the first great devotee of the Lord. And more confidentially, he wanted to know whether the child was going to follow in the footsteps of his great forefathers. That is the way of the monarchical state. The resigning king should be a pious, chivalrous devotee of the Lord and fear personified for the upstarts. He must also live on and hear a parent equally qualified to rule over the innocent citizens. In the modern setup of the democratic states, the people themselves are fallen to the qualities of the Shudras or less, and the government is run by the representative who is ignorant of the scriptural mood of administrative education. Thus, the whole atmosphere is surcharged with Shudra qualities manifested by lust and avarice. Such administrators quarrel every day among themselves. The cabinet of ministers changes often due to the party and group selfishness. Everyone wants to exploit the state resources till he dies. No one retires from political life unless forced to do so. How can such a low-grade man do good to the people? The result is corruption, intrigue, and hypocrisy. They should learn from the Srimad Bhagavatam how idle the administrators must be before they can be given charge of different posts.
Nice.
Then after hearing then Brahmana Uchu, the Partha Prajapita Shaksha Diksha Kuriva Manavaha Brahmanaha Satasandascha Ramadasa Rathirijatha. The Brahman, the learned Brahman said, O son of Pritha, this child shall be exactly like King Ikshaku, son of Manu, in maintaining all those who are born, and as for following the Brahminical principle, especially in being true to his promise, he shall be exactly like Rama, the personage of Godhead, the son of Maharaj Dasharath. Saying about Janmanjaya, right? Janmanjaya. Praja means the living being who has taken his birth in the material world. Actually, the living being has no birth and no death, but because of his separation from the service of the Lord and due to his desire to lord it over material nature, he is offered a suitable body to satisfy his material desires. In doing so, one becomes conditioned by the laws of material nature, and the material body is changed in terms of his own work. The living entity thus transmigrates from one body to another in 84 lakhs, species of life. But due to his being the part and the parcel of the Lord, he not only is maintained with all necessaries of life by the Lord, but also is protected by the Lord and his representatives, the saintly kings. These saintly kings give protection to all the prajas, all living beings to live and to fulfill their terms of imprisonment. Maharaj Parikshit was actually an idle saintly king because while touring his kingdom, he happened to see that a poor cow was about to be killed by the personified Kali, whom he at once took to task as a murderer. This means that even the animals were given protection by the saintly administrators, not from any sentimental point of view, but because those who have taken their birth in the material world have the right to live. All the saintly kings, beginning from the king of the sun globe down to the king of the earth, are so inclined by the influence of Vedic literatures. The Vedic literatures are taught in higher planets also, as there is reference in Bhagavad Gita about the teachings to the sun god Vibhishan by the Lord, and such lessons are transferred by disciplic succession, as it was done by the sun god to his son Manu, and from Manu to Maharaj Ikshaku. There are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma, and the Manu referred to herein is the seventh Manu, who is one of the Prajapatis, those who create progeny. And he is son of the sun god. He is known as Vaibhasat Manu. He had 10 sons, and Maharaj Ikshaku is one of them. Maharaj Ikshaku also learned Bhakti Yoga, as taught in Bhagavad Gita, from his father. Manu, who got it from his father, sun god. Later on, the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita came down by disciplic succession from Maharaj Ikshaku. But in course of time, the chain was broken by unscrupulous persons, and therefore it again had to talk to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So all the Vedic literatures are current from the very beginning of creation of the material world, and thus the Vedic literatures are known as Aupaurusha, not made by man. The Vedic knowledge is spoken by the Lord and first heard by Brahma, the first created living being within the universe. Maharaj Ikshaku, one of the sons of Vaibhasat Manu, he had 100 sons. He prohibited meat eating. His son Shashara became the next king after his death. The Manu mentioned in his verse as the father of Ikshaku is the seventh Manu of the name Vaibhasat Manu, the son of sun god Vibhishan, to whom the Lord Krishna instructed the teachings of Bhagavad Gita prior to his teaching them to Arjuna. Mankind is the descendant of Manu. The Vaibhasat Manu had 10 sons named Ikshaku, Nabhaga, Dhrishta, Sarayanti, Narishanta, Navaga, Dishta, Karusha, Prishadhara, and Boshuman. The Lord's incarnation, Matsya, the gigantic fish, was advanced during the beginning of Vaibhasat Manu's design. He learned the principles of Bhagavad Gita from his father, Vibhishan, the sun god, and he re-instructed the same to his son Maharaj Ikshaku. In the beginning of the Treta Yuga, the sun god instructed devotional service to Manu, and Manu in his turn instructed it to Ikshaku for the welfare of the whole human society. Lord Ram, the supreme personality of Godhead, incarnated himself as Sri Ram, accepted the sonhood of his pure devotee Maharaj Dasharath, the king of Ayodhya. Lord Ram descended along with his Linari, Porshan, and all of them appeared as his younger brothers. In the month of Chaitra, on the ninth day of growing moon, in Treta Yuga, the Lord appeared as usual to establish the principles of religion and to annihilate the disturbing elements. When he was just a young boy, he helped the great sage Vishwamitra by killing Shubhu and striking Maricha. The she demon who was disturbing the sages in their daily discharge of duties. The Brahmins and the Kshatriyas are meant to cooperate for the welfare of the mass of people. The Brahman sages endeavor to enlighten the people by perfect knowledge, and the Kshatriyas are meant for their protection. Lord Ramchandra is the ideal king for maintaining and protecting the highest culture of humanity, known as Brahmana Dharma. The Lord is specifically the protector of the cows and the Brahmins, and hence he enhanced the prosperity of the world. He rewarded the administrative demigods by effective weapons to conquer the demons through the agency of Vishwamitra. He was present in the bow sacrifice of King Janaka, and by breaking the invincible bow of Shiva, he married Sitadevi, daughter of Maharaj Janaka. After his marriage, he accepted exile in the forest for 14 years by the order of his father, Maharaj Dasharatha. To help the administration of the demigod, he killed 14,000 demons, and by the intrigues of the demons, his wife Sitadevi was kidnapped by Ravana. He made friendship with Sugriva, who was helped by the Lord to kill Boli, brother of Sugriva. By the help of Lord Rama, Sugriva became the king of Banaras, a race of gorillas. The Lord built a floating bridge of stones on the Indian Ocean and reached Lanka, the kingdom of Ravana, who had kidnapped Sita. Later on, Ravana was killed by him, and Ravana's brother Vibhishan was installed on the throne of Lanka. Vibhishan was one of the brothers of Ravana, a demon, but Lord Ram made him immortal by his blessings. On the expiry of 14 years, after settling the affairs at Lanka, the Lord came back to his kingdom, Ayodhya, by flower plain, Pushparat. He instructed his brother Shatrughna to attack Lavanasura, who resided at Mathura, and the demon was killed. He performed 10 Ashwamedh sacrifices, and later on he disappeared while taking a bath in the Saraju River. The great epic Ramayana is the history of Lord Rama's activities in the world, and the authoritative Ramayana was written by the great poet Valmiki. So here saying in the first canto, we shall see about ninth canto, there is some more detail about Ramchandra. The next slok, Brahman saying, Yashodata Saranascha Yatha Joshi Narah Shivihi Jasavita Nitashyanam Dushmantiriva Jajvanam. Is saying, Brahmin, the child will be a munificent donor of charity and protector of the surrendered, like the famous king Shibi of the Ushinar country, and will expand the name and fame of his family like Bharata, the son of Maharaj Dushyanta. Purport. A king becomes famous by his acts or of charity, performance of yagyas, protection of surrenders, etc. A Kshatriya is proud to give protection to the surrendered souls. This attitude of a king is called Ishwar Bhava. Ishwar means godly mood. Godly Bhava, Ishwar Bhava means godly mood or factual power to give protection in the righteous cause. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord instructs living beings to surrender unto Him, and He promises all protection. The Lord is all-powerful and true to His word, And therefore, he never fails to give protection to his different devotees. The king, being the representative of the Lord, must possess this attitude of giving protection to the surrendered soul at all risk. Maharaj Sibi, the king of Ushinor, was an intimate friend of Maharaj Jayati, who was able to reach the heavenly planets along with Maharaj Sibi. Maharaj Sibi was aware of the heavenly planet where he was to be transferred after his death, and the description of this heavenly planet is given in Mahabharata, Adiparva 96-69. Maharaj Sibi was so charitably disposed that he wanted to give over his acquired position in the heavenly kingdom to Jajati, but he did not accept it. Jajati went to the heavenly planet along with great rishis like Ashtaka and others. On inquiry from the rishis, Jajati gave an account of Shivi's pious acts when all of them were on the path to heaven. He has become a member of the assembly of Jamraj, who has become his worshipful deity. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, the worshipper of the demigod goes to the planets of the demigods, Janti Deva Brata Devan. So Maharaj Sibi has become an associate of the great Vaishnava authority, Jamraj, on that particular planet. Authority Jamraj on the planet, Maharaj, great Vaishnava authority. Maharaj, so Maharaj Sibi has become an associate of the great Vaishnava Jamraj on that particular planet. While he was on the earth, he became very famous as a protector of the surrendered souls and donors of the charities. The king of heaven once took the shape of a pigeon hunter bird, eagle, and Agni, the fire god, took the shape of a pigeon. The pigeon, while being chased by the eagle, took shelter on the lap of Maharaj Sibi, and the hunter eagle wanted the pigeon back from the king. The king wanted to give it some other meat to eat and request the bird not to kill the pigeon. The hunter bird refused to accept the king's offer, but it was settled later on that the eagle would accept flesh from the body of the king of the pigeon's equivalent weight. The king began to cut flesh from his body to weigh in the balance equivalent to the weight of the pigeon. But the mystic pigeon always remained heavier. The king then put himself on the balance to equate with the pigeon, and the demigods were pleased with him. The king and the fire god disclosed their identity, and the king was blessed by them. Devotee Narada also glorified Maharaj Sibi for his great achievements, especially in charity and protection. Maharaj Sibi sacrificed his own son for the satisfaction of human beings in his kingdom, and thus child Parikshit was to become a second Sibi in charity of protection. So then Dushyanti Bharata, there are many Bharats in history, of which Bharat, the author of the Lord Rama, Bharat the son of King Rishabha, and Bharat the son of Maharaj Dushyant are very famous. And all these Bharatas are historically known to the universe. This earth planet is known as Bharat, right? Or Bharatvarsha, due to King Bharata, the son of Rishabha. But according to some, this land is known as Bharat due to the region of the son Dushyanta. So far as we are convinced, this land named Bharatvarsha was established from the region of Bharat, the son of King Rishabha. Before him, the land was known as Ilavati Varsha. But just after the coronation of Bharata, the son of Rishabha, this land, means that India, which you know India, this land became famous as Bharatvarsha. But despite all this, Bharata, the son of Maharaj Dushyanta, was not less important. He is the son of the famous beauty Shakuntala. Maharaj Dushyanta fell in love with Shakuntala in the forest, and Bharata was conceived. After that, Maharaj forgot his wife Shakuntala by the curse of Kanna Muni, and the child Bharata was brought up in the forest by his mother. Even his childhood, he was so powerful that he challenged the lions and elephants in the forest and would fight with them as little children play with the cats and dogs. Because of the boys becoming so strong, more than so-called modern Tarzan, the rishis in the forest call him Sarvadaman, or one who is able to control everyone. A full description of Bharat Maharaj is given in Mahabharata, Adi Parva. The Pandavas or the Kurus are sometimes addressed as Bharata due to being born in the dynasty of the famous Maharaj Bharata, the son of King Dushyanta. Details. So Swami Maharaj given a detailed commentary. Anything? Shall we continue?
Yes.
So we are hearing from the Brahmins about the boy. Dhaninamagra ganireshu tullascharjuna dayo hutasa iva duddharsa samudra iva dustara. Saying this about the son, among great women, this child will be as good as Arjuna. He will be as irresistible as fire and as unsurpassable as the ocean. Purport. In history, there are two Arjuns. One is Kartavirya Arjun, the king of Hoihoi, and the other is the grandfather of the child. Grandfather of that Parikshit, right? Both the Arjuns are famous for their bowmanship, and the child Parikshit is foretold to be equal to both of them, particularly in fighting. A short description of the Pandavas Arjun is given below. Pandavarjun, the great hero of Bhagavad Gita, he is the Kshatriya son of Maharaj Pandu. Queen Kunti Devi could call for any one of the demigods, and thus she called Indra, and Arjuna was born by him. Arjuna is therefore a plenary part of the heavenly king Indra. He was born in the month Falguna, February, March, and therefore he is also called Falguni. When he appeared as the son of Kunti, his future greatness was proclaimed by air messages. And all the important personalities from the different parts of the universe, such as the demigods, the Gandharvas, the Adityas from the sun globe, the Rudras, the Vasus, the Nagas, the different rishis, sages of the importance, and the Apsaras, the society girls of heaven, all attended the ceremony. The Apsaras pleased everyone by their heavenly dance and songs. Vasudev, the father of Lord Krishna, the father of Lord Krishna and the maternal uncle of Arjuna, sent his priest representative Kashyapa to purify Arjuna by all the prescribed sanskars or reformatory processes. His sanskar of being given a name was performed in the presence of the rishis, residents of the Sringa. He's married four wives, Draupadi, Subhadra, Chitrangada and Ulupi, from whom he got four sons of the name Sutakriti, Abhimanyu, Babrubahan and Iravan respectively. Arjun's son, right? Arjun's son, you see.
Babrubahan is in Manipur.
Yeah. Babrubahan is son of Chitrangada, I think.
Chitrangada.
I see. So we see, we are hearing about Arjuna. See how nice. During his student life, he was entrusted to study under the great professors Dronacharya, along with other Pandavas and the Kurus. But he excelled everyone by his studious intensity. And Dronacharya was especially attracted by his disciplinary affection. Dronacharya accepted him as a first great scholar and loved heartily to bestow upon him all the blessings of military science. He was so ardent a student that he used to practice bowmanship even at night. And for all these reasons, Professor Dronacharya was determined to make the topmost bowman of the world. He passed very brilliantly the examination in piercing the target, and Dronacharya was very pleased. Royal families at Manipur and Tripura are descendants of Arjun's son, Babruvahan, right? Arjun saved Dronacharya from the attack of crocodile, and the Acharya, being pleased with him, rewarded him with a weapon of the name Brahmashira. Maharaj Draupada was inimical toward Dronacharya, and thus when he attacked Acharya, Arjun got him arrested and brought him before Dronacharya. He besieged a city of the name Ochitra, belonging to the Maharaj Draupada, and after taking it over, he gave it to Dronacharya. The confidential treatment of the weapon Brahmashira was explained to Arjuna, and Dronacharya was promised by Arjuna that he would use the weapon if necessary when Dronacharya personally became an enemy of Arjuna. By this, the Acharya forecasted the future battle of Kurukshetra. In which Dronacharya was on the opposite side. Maharaj Draupada, although defeated by Arjuna on behalf of his professor Dronacharya, decided to hand over his daughter Draupadi to his young combatant. But he was disappointed when he heard the false news of Arjuna's death in the fire of that shellac house, intrigued by Duryodhana. He therefore arranged for a Draupadi's personal selection of a groom who could pierce the eye of a fish hanging on the ceiling. This trick was especially made because only Arjun could do it, and he was successful in his desire to hand over his equally worthy daughter to Arjuna. Arjun's brother were at the time living in cognito under the agreement with Dronacharya, and Arjun and his brothers attended the meeting of Draupadi's selection in the dress of Brahmins. When all the Kshatriya kings assembled, saw that a poor Brahmin had been garlanded by Draupadi for her lord, Sri Krishna disclosed his identity to Balaram. So we are knowing by this purport from Mahabharata all the description about Arjuna, etc. He met Ulupi at Haridwar, and he was attracted by a girl belonging to Nagaloka, and thus the Iravan was born. Similarly, he met Chitranga, the daughter of the king of Manipur, and thus Bhubraman was born. Lord Sri Krishna made a plan to help Arjuna to kidnap Subhadra, sister of Sri Krishna, because Baladeva was inclined to hand her over to Duryodhana. Yudhishthira also agreed with Sri Krishna, and thus Subhadra was taken by force by Arjuna and then married to him. Subhadra's son is Abhimanyu, the father of Parikshit Maharaj, the posthumous child. Arjuna satisfied the fire god by setting fire to the Khanda forest, and thus the fire god gave him one weapon. Indra was angry when the fire was set in Khandava forest, and thus Indra, assisted by all other demigods, began fighting with Arjuna for his great challenge. They were defeated by Arjuna, and Indradev returned to his heavenly kingdom, Arjuna also promised all protection to one Mayasur, and the latter presented him one valuable conch shell celebrated as Devadatta. Similarly, he received many other valuable weapons from Indradev when he was satisfied to see his chivalry. When Maharaj Yudhishthir was disappointed in defeating the king Magadha, Jarasandha, it was Arjuna only who gave King Yudhishthir all kinds of assurance, and thus Arjuna, Bhima, Lord Krishna stated for Magadha to kill Jarasandha. When he went out to bring all other kings of the world under the subjection of the Pandavas, as was usual after the coronation of every emperor, he conquered the country named Kalinda, and brought in subjugation King Bhagadat. Then he traveled through countries like Antogiri, Ulukpur, and Madhapur, and brought under subjection all the rulers. Sometimes he underwent several types of penances, and later on he was rewarded by Indradev. Lord Shiva wanted to try the strength of Arjuna, and in the form of aborigine, Lord Shiva met him. There was a great fight between the two, and at last Lord Shiva was satisfied with him and disclosed his identity. Arjuna prayed to the Lord in all humbleness, and the Lord, being pleased with him, presented him the Pushupat weapon. He acquired many other important weapons from different demigods. He received Dandastra from Jamaraj, Pashastra from Varuna, and Antardhanastra from Kubera, the treasure of the heavenly kingdom. Indra wanted him to come to the heavenly kingdom, the Indraloka planet beyond the moon planet. In that planet, he was cordially received by the local residents, and he was awarded reception in the heavenly parliament of Indradev. Then he met Indradev, who not only presented him with his Vajra weapon, but also taught him the military and musical science as used in the heavenly planet. In one sense, Indra is the real father of Arjuna, and therefore, indirectly, he wanted to entertain Arjuna with the famous society girl of heaven used in the heavenly planet. In one sense, Urvashi, God heaven Urvashi, the celebrated Behaki, celebrated beauty. The society girls heaven are lusty, and Urvashi was very eager to contact Arjuna, the strongest human being. She met him in his room and expressed her desire, but Arjuna sustained his unimpeachable character by closing his eyes before Urvashi, addressing her as mother of the Kuru dynasty and placing her in the category of his mother Kunti, Madhuri and Shachi Devi, wife of Indradev. Disappointed, Urvashi cursed Arjuna and left. In the heavenly planet, he also met the great celebrated ascetic Lomosha and prayed to him for the protection of Maharaj Yudhishthir. So we are knowing about Arjuna very nice. When his inimical cousin Duryodhan was under the clutches of the Gandharvas, he wanted to save him and requested the Gandharvas to release Duryodhan, but the Gandharvas refused, and thus he fought with them and got Duryodhan released. When all the Pandavas lived in cognito, he presented himself in the court of King Virata as and as employed as the musical teacher of Uttara, his future daughter-in-law, and was known in the Virat court as the Brihannala. As Brihannala, he fought on behalf of Uttara, the son of King Virata, and thus defeated the Kurus in the fight in Kagnisho. His secret weapons were safely kept in the custody of Somitri, and he ordered Uttara to get them back. His identity and his brother's identity were later on disclosed to Uttara. Dronacharya was informed of Arjuna's presence in the fight of the Kurus and the Biratas. Later on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna killed many great generals like Karna and others. After the battle of Kurukshetra, he punished Ashwatthama, who had killed all the 5 sons of Draupadi. Then all the brothers went to Bhishmadev. It is due to Arjuna, only the great philosophical discourses of Bhagavad Gita were again spoken by the Lord on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. His wonderful acts on the battlefield of Kurukshetra are vividly described in Mahabharata. Arjuna was defeated, however, by his son Bhubravan at Manipur and fell unconscious when Ulupi saved him. After the disappearance of the Lord Krishna, the message was brought by Arjuna to Maharaj Yudhishthir. Again, Arjuna visited Dwaraka, and all the widow wives of Lord Krishna lamented before him. He took them all in the presence of Vasudev and pacified all of them. Later on, when Vasudev passed away, he performed his funeral ceremony in the absence of Krishna. While Arjuna was taking all the wives of Krishna to Indraprastha, he was attacked on the way and he could not protect the ladies in his custody. At last, advised by Vyasadeva, all the brothers headed for Mahaprasthan. On the way, at the request of his brother, he gave up all important weapons as useless and he dropped them all in the water. So, here in this passage, we know details about Arjuna in reference of Parikshit, Maharaj given. But the last point I have to tell you, that we see that Arjuna, when bringing the wives, and he is defeated, right? He was defeated, and that means so powerful Arjuna, how can we give it by some Shudra? How it possible? But actually, Chaitanya Chaitamrita story, it is all Maya. That Krishna's wife is taken by some Shudra, it can never possible. We heard it is Krishna who came in disguise and took his wife. That we can say. Otherwise, we cannot say the Shudras taken the wives of Krishna. Only Krishna came in disguise. And who can defeat Arjuna? He is so powerful. Only Krishna, only that happened. So in reference of, I think, Parikshit, we know about the so much about Arjuna. I think it's now time.
Another 10 minutes.
So, any question or anything Maharaj can say, maybe something, or Shanta Maharaj can say something today. You can ask Shanta Maharaj, say something today.
Maharaj?
Yes, Maharaj.
Did you say something to me?
Yes, Maharaj, I say, I think any devotees has any question or anything, maybe we will...
Oh, yes, anyone like to ask? There's a lot of reading today.
Yes, Maharaj, about Arjuna.
Nice, very nice.
Yes, Maharaj.
All the different devotees. Do you want to continue or... shall we end now?
We can hear Maharaj. Just we can speak in India. Here now going great Durga Puja. Great, for the materialistic people, as very main festival, foremost for the Bengal actually. In Bengal now, every corner of the road, you see the big pandal. Oh, you are experienced. So, Durga Puja is going on, and I went other day there in Kaikhali. Say somebody invited, oh, please come, Maharaj, and inaugurate our Durga Puja. Then what to say? Because those boys we need the help of those boys. Then I said, okay, I shall go. Then I went there. And then our scriptures also about Durga, Brahma Sangita. Then I try to find what about Durga told. Then I found in Brahma Sangita about Durga, she is the Bhuvan, Mane, Krishna's Chaya Shakti. I mean, Krishna is the two potency, one is Yogamaya, one is Mahamaya. And Durga is the Mane ki bale, another potency, Maharaj, you know better. That Mahamaya, who is Mane, depriving the materialistic people in this world as a chief of the prison of the material world. He is the chief goddess. And now the demigod, the demigod worshippers in India mostly, they are very happily worshipping. And we see, but I discuss then, see, you worshipping this Durga, but actually, who is she? It is told in the shloka, they are money worshipping from Chandi, from Markandepura, and Vyasa Dev described that Durga is, say, Narayani. It is told there, Ja Devi Sarva Bhuteshu, Vishnu Maiti Shabdita, Namastashai, 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 Namo Namo. It is told that she is Vishnu Maya. And also saying, another place, she is Narayani, Durga is Narayani. That the sloka is, Sarva Mangala Mangale, Sive Sarvartha Sadhike, Saranne Trambake Gauri, Narayani Namastute. That she is Narayani by the order of Krishna. Actually, she is taking care of this material world. Those who are forgetting Krishna, she is binding them and throwing in their prison. So I'm seeing, and those who are forgetting Krishna, they're going under the control of Durga, and Durga is giving some like a doll, right? And putul mane?
Doll.
Doll, huh? Doll. Doll-like things. And people are there, they're getting some doll, just like child, becoming happy as some dolls. So in this way, we are the people, those who are forgetting Krishna and want to enjoy this world. And Durga Devi giving them all these dolls, all these elements, toys. And people are very happy. So, but they don't know, they are so foolish because they not getting the real, which is really beneficiary and really helpful for their life, that is Krishna consciousness. They are not taking that. They are not serious of that. They are only serious their present enjoyment, and which is the cause of suffering. And we are seeing here in Bengal, mostly in Bengal, every India, and now all the Bengali, maybe in New Jersey, you also seeing some Durga Puja. And everywhere, even America, many where, England, everywhere is doing Durga Puja, mainly Bengali doing, and Bengali is very much, thinking, oh, Durga will supply us all the things we need, our son, our wealth, dhanam dehi, rupang dehi, jashang dehi. They're asking, oh, give me as wealth, give me son, give me some car, this and that. And Durga actually supplying, because she also wants to deprive them, because they are not worshipping Krishna. So they're forgetting their master. So you want to manage, just like giving punishment by the order of Krishna. Actually, she is not jealous, but you want to teach us. Oh, you have to worship Krishna. So this Durga Puja is going on. But now I have come from Calcutta. Calcutta is more busy in Durga Puja time. Whole night people will go work and go by see Durga Devi. But I came in Siliguri. Our mot is little lonely place. It is very peaceful. And yesterday we also done here, you may be heard. I come for that some Vaishnav Shraddha, funeral activity in the line of Vaishnav way. Some local gentleman died in accident. So they came to the mot. And they ask, they want to do in a Vaishnav Shraddha, Vaishnav way, not in a smart way. So our Prabhu Krishna Das and Shanta Maharaj, they inform me, Maharaj, you may come. Then so I'm good. I can get relief from Calcutta and also I can be here. And so I have come, and Maharaj today, Shanta Maharaj told me to come for Bhagavatam. I am happy after a long time again because he was not no anymore in Calcutta. So I'm missing this Bhagavatam class. So now by your mercy, and we just spoke, I mean, hear from Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Maharaj doing this Bhagavat Katha Kirtan, and how nice, and our great acharyas like Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he has given so nice purport, commentary, and in English language, we are in debt. Huh? The world is in debt to him for such, I mean, contribution to the world. So we are remembering him also, and our Guru Varga, our Guru Maharaj, all giving so nice, I mean, Bhagavatam discussion. So, and we know that Bhagavatam is our only solace that we can really get relief by hearing the Bhagavatam, just like Parikshit Maharaj get relief only by hearing Bhagavatam. 7 days he heard so seriously and he got relief from the fear, the death fear and any kind of fear. He forgotten and very happily gone to the domain of the Lord, just hearing. So it's so nice that we can, if we can hear from the mouth of great Acharya and Vaishnavas, that will help us to our Manikivala Krishna conscious practicing life. Hare Krishna. Okay, my Dandavat.
Hi.
To Maharaj.
Thank you. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
I was just thinking something also, that Durga, the name Durga means in Sanskrit, no, it's Durga is like Durlaba. It's the same root, Durga and Durlaba. Durlaba, of course, means difficult. Is the name connected to that?
Yeah, it is mainly same as Durga. Durga means, Durga means
like a cave.
Fortress.
Fortress. Yeah. Durga, where somebody is, cannot go out, somebody is like a prison house. From Durga, and she is the
gatekeeper
of that, main jailer, we can say?
Jailer,
right? She is the jailer. And not for all, those vimukh of Krishna. Why is forgetting Krishna? She is very happy for them.
All right, very nice, Maharaj.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you very much. I have a good fortune to hear you. I hope you can do this more often also, even from Calcutta sometime if you like to join us. So, anything anyone else like to say? All right, then we'll end. My dandavats to you all.
Dandavat Maharaj. Jai.
And all say Hare Krishna.
Hare Maharaj ki jai.
Jai. Dandavat Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.